Clukwan School has a new superintendent. Chatham School District, which includes Clukwan, Angoon, Gustavus, and Tenneke Springs, hired a retired educator with Alaska experience as its interim leader. Susan Shabarasi started her career in education as a middle school math and science teacher in Virginia. Eventually, she moved into administration and to Alaska. She served as superintendent of the Wrangell School District from 2002 to 2007. Shabarasi retired in 2011, but she's come out of retirement a couple times to help Alaska school districts in need.
In 2012, was asked to go to Canada. So I was in Canada for a year as their superintendent. And then this past year, I was asked to apply for the interim superintendent position here in Chatham. And I did. And here I am.
Former Superintendent Bernie Grieve resigned at the end of last school year after a couple contentious staffing decisions in Angoon. He said at the time he was leaving for personal reasons. Shabarasi has a 6-month contract, but it may be extended to the full year. The Haines School District followed the same approach 2 years ago, hiring a retired educator to fill in as superintendent for a year. Now the district is looking for another interim leader. The Haines School Board recently accepted 1-year Superintendent Tony Habra's resignation. Chatham is headquartered in Angoon. That's where the largest of the district's schools is located.
We are several sites, but it's all one district. And so just because I'm here in Angoon does not mean that one site is any more important than the other one.
Shabarasi says her priorities include reviewing the curriculum, following the district's strategic plan, and meeting weekly with the administration. The district has 2 principals, one in Angoon and one in Gustavus. Clukwan has a lead teacher who performs some administrative duties.
Well, I think one of my strengths, I think, is budgets. And so I've already become very familiar with the budget. I like numbers.
The district budgeted for an additional full-time teacher at Clukwan School this year because enrollment is increasing. Chatham hired former Haines School reading specialist Janice Byerly for that job. Byerly will teach pre-K through 2nd grade. Higher enrollment is good news for the village of Clukwan. If the student count were to drop below 10 students, the school would lose state funding. Low enrollment led to the closure of Mosquito Lake School about 6 miles from Clukwan a few years ago. The same thing happened to the school in Tenneke Springs. Now there is an independent learning center there that is part of the Chatham District. The first day of the school year for Clukwan and other Chatham students is August 28th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.